The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, here with you on this Tuesday, 8-8 of 2017. And I am astounded. I was watching Mr. Donald Trump, and he has come out and said about North Korea that basically we're going to bring fire on your butts. I'm not quoting the exact phrase here, but it's going to be big. And it's going to be something the world has never seen. Now, I don't. North Korea, the UN, China has joined the UN in sanctions against North Korea. I don't know what they're sanctioning. These people are starving to death over there. And now the story conveniently hits. Now, 2 days ago, I heard this with my own ears. 2 days ago, they're going, okay, well, it's possible they could fit a nuclear warhead on one of these missiles. Now, one of the missiles they recently fired, I'm going from memory here, that the damn thing flew 2,000 some odd miles. And it was airborne for 45 minutes. The story out today is they're going to, and they have miniaturized nukes to put on these missiles, and they might have up to 30 of them. You know, if you do not recognize CIA story, then God help you. It is simply amazing. And Trump did not say this directly, but some of his close by, whatever they are, I don't even know who the hell these people are that are in the White House. I see generals running around in a civilian environment acting like generals. You know, we did our utmost to separate government from military. It was always to be under civilian control. Yeah, well, that's gone out the window. We're now happily fused for everybody's sanctity, safety, and security. And, yeah. So here they put out the story that they've got maybe 30 miniature nukes that they can launch at us at any time. And I don't know that they even have a missile. They claim that they do. They have a missile that hits the United States. Here's the problem with this. We were the first aggressors with nuclear weapons, atomic weapons, if you will. It was the brainchild of nuclear arsenals. But we used this to supposedly end a war with Japan. We have not initiated a war with anybody using nuclear weapons. And these are not offensive weapons. These are defensive weapons. The idea being that if you have a nuclear weapon in country A, and country B is belligerent, you can handle them with conventional stuff. In other words, it's kind of against the rules of war to launch on a country that doesn't have nuclear weapons. Tantamount to bringing a knife to a gunfight. Now, has a knife fighter ever been successful against somebody with a gun? Yeah, if you were in the Matrix and you were able to slow things down and contort and twist and dance around the bullets. On rare occasions, I'm sure. Close enough quarters, handguns aren't much use, and most people that are into close quarter fighting will use a knife. But this, they're making it sound as if we're going to preemptively use nuclear weapons against North Korea over this cooked-up CIA crap. Now, we had, from another region of the world, the fake Jews over in Israel. Oh, Iran, they've got nuclear weapons. A few years ago, they were only 5 years away from a nuclear weapon. And we kept hearing this over and over again about every 5 years. But now, all of a sudden, they have been doing missile tests. Maybe one of these things, maybe not capable of hitting the United States with any sort of accuracy. But guess what? Now they have miniature nukes they can outfit these missiles with, and woe is us. And Trump coming out sounding like Mr. Armageddon and the end of the world. I don't like this. Mr. Trump, you were supposed to be talking about opioid addiction and how the government's going to crack down on that. And he comes out with this fire and brimstone story with North Korea. There's another problem with this. As I said, these aren't weapons for offensive use. And in the... I guess this is not a written law of war, but... You know, we went through a Cold War with Russia. We played the little nuclear dance back and forth. And then Ronald Reagan came up with this wonderful Star Wars idea that, you know, you could blast a Red Ryder BB gun out of what's-his-face in front of his Christmas tree. Yeah. But the general rule of thumb is that if you're launched on, it's a retaliatory strike. This is the dance that we played. They finally came up with a scenario that, well, you know what? Let's call this something really dastardly. Let's call it mutually assured destruction. MAD, they called it. That sounds about right. And I hate to say this, because with my opinion, sitting behind a microphone, I go, okay, well, you know, we got to take a first strike in order to retaliate. The nuclear arsenal that we have, if Korea even managed to send one of their firecrackers off with any sort of a warhead whatsoever, And it would have to be a miniaturized nuke. The reason is the type of missiles they're using, and it doesn't have a real big lifting payload. But if we got struck by North Korea, I'll put myself right on, 30 miles, 35 miles north of us, we've got the biggest U.S. Army base in the entire world. If a nuclear missile hit that and turned me into a French fry, or somewhere between cooked and medium rare, crispy, well, then have at it. Launch some missiles. Hate to say that, but in an insane world with insane weapons, you want to talk about weapons of mass destruction? This is pretty much it. It's the best we come up with so far. We haven't got to the phasers and the hell is the other weapon, Mike, the Star Trek series? Photon torpedoes. Oh, there we go. Yes. Yeah, we haven't gotten that far yet. We still got those old-fashioned nukes. High yield, crispy critter time. Wake me up when I'm medium rare. But I would, before the United States would launch an offensive strike against any country in this world using nuclear weapons, I would much rather sacrifice myself as a French fry than you would be justified in a retaliatory strike using nuclear weapons. So, fire and something, I forget what Trump said. I'm sorry? Fire and fury. No, he said fire. Yeah, fire and fury. Like the world has never seen. I don't know what the hell that means. But Mr. Trump, Mr. President, I beseech you, shut the hell up. Gosh. You know, I'm sorry. We skipped from Iran to Syria, then back to Iran, then to Syria, and then to North Korea. And then it was back to Syria. And, you know, what about that deal with Iran? And now we're back to North Korea and fire and fury, and the world's never seen. Please, Mr. President, shh, quiet, quiet. On the other CIA front that's operating right now, now, folks, I almost found this laughable. Duterte in Philippines. Yeah, they got ISIS over there. They got what? They got ISIS over there. Why? Oh, that's because the CIA is over there, and they are ISIS. Well, not really, but they're the marionette, the strings to the marionette that controls things. Philippines National Democratic Front has alleged the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency and the Armed Forces of the Philippines, that being the AFP, have been plotting to kill exiled Communist Party founder Jose Maria Sison and overthrow President Rodrigo Duterte. If true, it won't be the first time the U.S. has sought to meddle in the country's affairs. The NDF claim military officers are claiming, who are assets of the CIA, by the way. See, we never talk about the marionette and the string pullers there. And close to the armed forces of the Philippines, Chief General Eduardo Ano were engaged in a two-stage plot. The first step would see the dispatch of a hit team to Sison's Netherlands home, comprised of elite AFP forces disguised as disaffected dropouts from the New People's Army, to take out the dissident. The second would result in the overthrow of Duterte himself, ostensibly for violating human rights in his ongoing war on drugs and criminality in his country. Sounds about right. Hey, we got a drug market over there. I'm from the CIA and I'm here to help. Shut the hell up. The drugs are coming in. Sounds about right. Armed Force Chief have, however, dismissed the preposterous allegations, claiming that they are propaganda aimed at gaining sympathy for Duterte and engendering anti-U.S. sentiment in the country. Yeah. You know, you flip-flop a story so many times, and you look at the flop versus the flip, and you go, none of this makes any sense. It's not supposed to. It's the CIA. This is how stupid they are. Why do I say stupid? I don't underestimate the CIA and the dastardly deeds and the millions of people that they helped set up get killed. I'm not saying that. But what they're missing is the people out here, people like you and me, can look at something and go, yep, that's a CIA op. It's supposed to be covert. It's supposed to be, you're not supposed to know. But now we just look at it and go, yep, CIA there. Whatever the truth of the matter, it's no secret. Relations between the Philippines and the U.S. have soured significantly under Duterte's rule. And why? Here's the question, why? Because he's going after the drug dealers, and I'm talking about syndicate, probably supplied drug-wise by the CIA. Who the hell knows? They have to have a market for their poppies over in Afghanistan, and I find it rather odd that the prime ingredient for all the heroin that's flowing around the world, we got a president of the United States running around screaming with his hair on fire. Excuse me, Donald. Okay. Mach 3 with your hair on fire. Going, opioid crisis. As if this is anything new. Yes, it is a problem, I guess. But we've always had that problem. This country self-medicates itself. You're supposed to get the idea that somehow you walk into a doctor's office, the guy whips out his prescription pad and writes out a prescription for more opioids than you need or should even have. And then you go to your drugstore and there's the pharmacist, fistfuls of opioid drugs, cramming them down your throat. The problem here, folks, is the damn drug networks that have been set up in this country thanks to our purposely lax border control to let MS-13 into this country, to let the drug kingpins from Mexico come across the border, set up their little deal, distribute drugs to all the major cities across the United States, fuel them with guns, fuel them with drugs. Hey, territories, got to fight. We got the guns, you got the drugs. Bang, bang. Seriously? And there's an opioid problem in this country? You know, I don't know about you, but when I was in a motorcycle accident several years ago, that was a pretty painful exercise. And they put me on some pretty potent painkillers. And it got to the point my I was on pins and needles, my skin was crawling. I couldn't stand still, literally. That's how they made me feel. So I went to the hospital and grabbed this doctor by the shirt and I said, get me off of this crap. I'll take the pain. If there is no other solution here, I'll just take the pain. Well, he prescribed me non-opioid painkillers, which I was able to squeak by on and allow the body to heal. You know, folks, I'm going to tell you something. If somebody has an addictive personality, they're going to get addicted to something. Porno, alcohol, drugs, anything. That's what their personality calls for. It's an addictive personality. You know, why wasn't opioid overprescribing and black market stuff, why wasn't this a big deal when the great leader of conservative radio in this country was taking so many of the damn things that he lost his hearing? The great Rush Limbaugh. Why wasn't it an opioid problem then? It seemed to me that, hey, you know, here's a well-known guy. He was getting prescriptions. How many of these damn things was he taking in a day? Oxycontin? Yeah. 30, 40 of these damn things a day? Something like that? Why didn't we get the big opioid scare then? It would have kicked it off better for this new campaign that we're turning into one great big drug tablet. Anyhow, we'll be back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, there's some other little-known facts about the Philippines. It was kind of an experimental zone for the CIA and their operations. If they could perfect it there, they could do it anywhere. New York, New York. The U.S. rarely welcomes such independence in its allies, although in the Philippines, such actions are likely considered extremely egregious. From 1989, the country was from 1946, I guess, to 1989, a colony of the U.S. Empire. The territory fell into U.S. hands after Spain's defeat in the Spanish-American War. Locals, hitherto engaged in a bitter independence struggle with their Spanish rulers, had to throw them the hell out of there, turned their insurrectionary attentions to the U.S. invaders, resulting in the Philippine-American War, the conflict which ended in a resounding U.S. victory. Well, no big surprise there. And wrought extensive damage and death on the islands. We're very good at that. While granted independence in the wake of World War II, the country has served ever since as a key staging ground for U.S. military and intelligence actions, both covert and overt, throughout Asia. The CIA has maintained a strong presence in the Philippines almost as long as it's existed. Yeah. And U.S. military bases continue to dot the landscape. Now, moreover, it served as an effective laboratory for the testing of warfare techniques, military, psychological, and otherwise, for use elsewhere. for much of the 1950s. The Philippine government, backed by U.S. forces, battled against the Hak Rebellion internally. Once defeated, many of the tactics that had proved effective were put in the Vietnam War and local rebellions throughout Latin America. Now, it must be said, can't let this one go. That was a U.N. operation, replete with a demilitarized zone, and we were never meant to kill the North Vietnamese. Nope. They were to remain largely intact. So, when you hear ISIS is in the southern Philippines, it's because that is CIA and whoever they designate. It's probably a bunch of mercs from God knows anywhere on the face of the planet. And ta-da, you're now ISIS. Duterte has been kicking butt and taking names over there. He has been ridding his country of corruption, the infestation of drugs at all levels of government. I mean, it's a mess. And I've heard some of his speeches, and the people evidently are behind this guy. But wait a minute, it may not serve our purposes and or the CIA's. So anywhere, again, you know, here we are. I don't get it. And of course, the sanctions with the North Koreans, all options are on the table. And I don't know if people realize this or not, but when you start sanctioning a country, that's an act of war. It's an act of war just like walking over their border, armed with your little weapons and going, hey, ta-da, we're here. Or going into their international waters or whatever the case may be. Economic threat is the same as a bullet threat. Maybe with different results initially, but still it's an act of war. In a press briefing on Monday, ending China's July presidency of the UN Security Council, Chinese Ambassador Liu stated the firm Chinese position that the United Nations resolution sanctioning North Korea require all parties, not just China, to refrain from threats exacerbating tensions on the Korean Peninsula and require all parties to engage in dialogue and negotiation to resolve the inflammatory situation in Northeast Asia. Now, understand something here, folks. School children, while they're learning to do their brand of reading, writing, and arithmetic, they are taught the United States is your biggest enemy. They want to invade you. They want to kill you. Just like the United States government did with Germany. And guess what? Once they're here in Korea, they're not leaving. The same way they're still in Germany 70 years after the war. And that being World War I, Part 2. Come on, Donald. Fiery world. You ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, come on, man. Come on. Fight the war of putting this country back together and quit sticking sharp sticks in other people's eyes. We got some business to do here. Make America great again. I think I heard that before.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Well, folks, the drug companies are everywhere. Claire Bernice writes that as a shift towards authoritarianism in Western governments finds civilians increasingly at the mercy of liberty-robbing laws, punitive injustice, and state control, our individual sovereignty as human beings and parents to decide whether or not children should be vaccinated might not be ours to make quite soon. While both sides of the public vaccine debate maintain intractability, obstinate, and governments of the Australian and several European nations have come out in support of inoculation mandates or penalties steep enough to equivocate mandates, to the consternation of parents concerned for the dearth and the comprehensive research on the topic. And the pro-vaccine people, yeah, their position, they contend, and this is their position, the safety of vaccines and their track record of nearly annihilating deadly and dreaded diseases, but detractors say the benefits have not been examined in the context of the shot potential interactions with one another, among other seemingly imperative points. Now, both sides deem one another child abusers for their position. And although Western laws do not yet prohibit refusing inoculation, legislation trends intimate that the state has lost patience with parents who refuse to follow the full vaccination schedule, in whole or in part, with children enrolled in public education. Driving the international push towards mandatory immunization are multiple outbreaks of diseases worldwide, measles, whooping cough. Gee, let me stop and digress here for a second. Gee, I wonder where these diseases might be coming from. And the countries that didn't eradicate it? With the multicultural bombasting that the UN is giving the entire world? And it ain't just for Syrians no more, folks. Anybody claims that they're, it's a humanitarian thing, come and rescue me, that's what the UN is doing, and they're parking them in somebody else's backyard, complete with a cultural deficiency and diseases in tow. Europe has long struggled with the vaccine mistrust problem, and these new laws, our policy proposals, arose in the context of the ongoing unprecedented measles outbreaks across the continent. Folks, you know what? I didn't get a vaccine for measles. I got the measles. Guess what I did? I survived. Wore my little dark glasses in a little dark room. Johnny, don't scratch those things. Leave them alone. I know they itch. But I survived it. Didn't go blind either. Australia has also dealt with its share of vaccine-preventable disease outbreaks, and the government crackdown is part of a push to get 95% of Australian children vaccinated with what they're calling routine immunizations above the current rate of 93%. European and Australian lawmakers quickly busied themselves with fending off possible epidemics, reaching various state-forced solutions to the debate. At the end of July, Italy's parliament approved a mandatory, if controversial, course of 10 vaccines to be given children through the age of 16, for which parents must produce proof in order to enroll kids in school or face a fine of €500, which I guess on the market exchange is about $600. German officials did not prohibit refusing immunization, but did turn teachers into snitches and trepidatious parents into potential criminals by imposing inordinate fines of up to $3,000 against those who refuse vaccine counseling for their doctors for their kindergarten-age children, as well as the requirement school administrators report offending parties to authorities. France intends to deem 11 vaccines mandatory by next year, adding 8 to the diphtheria, polio, and tetanus already required. Although, as Vox notes, fines and penalties for violations aren't yet clear. Notably, a survey last month found a telling 3 in 10 people do not trust vaccinations, a figure growing by the day. One drastic solution to the immunization debate, dubbed No Jab, No Pay, comes from the state of South Australia, where unvaccinated children would be barred from daycare and preschool with massive fines of $30,000. I guess their currency equal to $24,000 to ours. Now, this is levied against the schools, allowing kids who aren't inoculated to attend. Parents also lose social benefits. Let me understand this. They've got the government in there shoving money into the schools, so the government's going to take the money back. Consider that your punishment. Questions about the safety, efficacy, and long-term effects of immunizations in young children have spread faster than the epidemic vaccines prevent, particularly in the U.S., where a cleft divides the two inflexible stances and neither seems keen on the slightest compromise. Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Autism. Remember, it used to be 1 in 100 or 1 in 500, and now it's 1 in 30, and those numbers are still going up. Why? Because our kids are being vaccinated to death here. Well, it doesn't kill them. It just turns them into long-term vegetative state children that the parents have to care for until either they die or the children die. Well, what a happy note, huh? Now, discussions pertaining to state-mandated vaccines on the horizon here send shivers up the neck of the skeptics and a faction of the human rights movement. Social media frequently buzzes in condemnation of government coerced anything. And choice eliminated mandate inoculation. The prospect and an administration of kleptocrats would violate the most personal of sovereignties. Leaves a bitter taste in the mouths of proponents and detractors alike. All 50 states have legislation requiring vaccines for students, but almost every state allows exemptions. For people with religious beliefs against immunizations, and 18 states grant philosophical exemption for those opposed to vaccines because of personal or moral beliefs. The exceptions are Mississippi, California, and West Virginia, which have the strictest vaccine laws in the nation, allowing no philosophical or religious exemptions. How about the good old-fashioned, get off of me, I can't breathe? How about that one? Severe as they may be, officials flaunt high rates of inoculation in those three states of measure of success. And, sorry, Donald, with the law and order Trump administration swiftly clamping down on dissent in any of its forms, including refusing to vaccinate one's children, it could be posited some incarceration of mandatory inoculations will likely visit the states quite soon. I'm not a big believer in this stuff, folks. This soup that they inject your children. Mike, what? How many vaccinations are they up to now? 28, 34, something like that. Could you look that up real quick? There's a little factoid we can throw out. I mean, it's literally a toxic soup. Well, let's move on to Mr. Comey. You know, James Comey, as head of the FBI, only made $172,000 a year. But all good boys deserve favor. All good boys deserve favor. They need heaps of money thrown at them for covering things up. The reality is that former FBI Director James Comey, a man who most believe lied under oath, leaked classified information, and turned the power of the FBI against Trump in order to secure a now far-reaching special counsel investigation, is being rewarded by the deep state for a job well done to the tune of tens of millions of dollars. This really isn't bad. I mean, think about it, folks. For a guy that only earned a paltry $172,000 a month, and I'm sure there's retirement benefits that those numbers don't reflect, but you know what? We just need to throw gobs of cash at him for a job well done for all the cover-ups and all the shenanigans you pulled as FBI director. Here's a quote regarding the potential price tag of that just signed deal. It's a book deal. Jimmy Comey has a book deal. Jim Comey's story has everything from the White House intrigue to possible corruption and lawbreaking. His explosive story makes West Wing and House of Cards on par with Mr. Rogers, an acquisition editor for a major New York publishing house, told the Daily Mail. When his proposal hits my desk, I've already been authorized to offer $10 million. He has to be tall, good-looking, and Jimmy Stewart, John Wayne hero type. I was mesmerized when I spent the whole day watching Comey testify, the agent said. Comey could expect a movie deal tied to the book with many millions of dollars more. Tens of millions. Tens of millions? And since when did we think of a man who is alleged by many to have abused his power, obstructed justice, helped cover up corrupt political machines, the Clintons in particular, as Jimmy Stewart or John Wayne? I don't think they ever did anything like that, do you? The deep state is patting Jimmy Comey on the top of his little head and giving him a big fat check for a job well done. The imprint giving Mr. Comey his book deal is an imprint of a U.S.-based publishing powerhouse, in itself a subsidiary of private German company that also publishes, I guess this is Handelsblatt Global, a globalist news media group that has long been pushing for open borders and socialized society. Well, there you go. Here are a few of just their most recent headlines. Bosch chairman Volkmar Denner warns that the next wave of digitization depends on open borders and cooperation. Europe united against Trump. Well, you kind of get the idea there. Now, it's also interesting to note here that the publication firm that awarded the Obamas a reported $65 million deal is owned by the private German corporation. The million sent Comey's way are but a drop in the bucket for the globalist-funded campaign to bring down the Trump presidency. And there's a whole lot more where that came from. Donald Trump is currently president of the United States and a billionaire, but he's fighting a multi-trillion dollar machine that's more determined than ever to see a broken failure of a president and a man. And to that end, rather, money is clearly no object. They just keep paying these creatures off. And again, the deep state ain't James Comey. The deep state is not CIA director. The deep state is not any agency of the United States government. It's what's behind it. These are just the little soldiers, although well-decorated and obviously well-paid and compensated once they do their work for them, once they're out of whatever respective office from whatever agency. The deep state is not being talked about. Deep state, my eye. These are a bunch of punks that hate America. Or hate the idea of a constitutional republic, and they're down with democracy, folks. Because you know what? In that democracy, if we can convince 51% of you clowns out there that we're from the government and we're here to help and we're telling you the truth and you can believe in us and restore confidence in the government, and yeah. As long as we can make you suckers believe that, there's your democracy. We once had a country, folks, that, well, they were against cartels that wanted to create monopolies. We stood up for the individual and his God-given rights, constitutional rights, which has been often described to the individual, but it's really a no-no list for the government. Don't color outside these lines in this coloring book, boys and girls. Don't do it. And it used to be that the bad guys, once found out, were charged, went to court. If they're found guilty, they go to jail. Now today, folks, they're just mailed big fat checks. You know, I was entertaining this little fantasy I was having today. The Senate is the Senate on vacation yet, or are they getting ready to break and they're not going to be back until October? I get an idea. Why don't you guys just stay home? Let's have an extended break. Call it whatever you want. You want to spend more time with your family. You want to spend more time with your constituents. You know, 30 days plus, that's just not enough time for you guys because you've been working so hard to protect the country. I think you deserve a vacation of 6 months, a year, maybe a permanent vacation. Yeah, that's the ticket. A permanent vacation. You know, the founders told us, you know, that one of these days the government's going to get real big and real bad, and you know what? You have the duty, the right, and the obligation. You are obligated to do this. To take that little government apart that has become so corrupt and so invasive, so wasteful, I don't give a name. Give it a name. I don't care. That it's your duty, your right, and your obligation to dissolve that government and build another one. Where do I sign on the petition? If the founders that created this government gave us a yardstick here in which to measure and when to take action, did they leave the how-to manual to us on how exactly to do that? Because, hell, this should have been done a long time ago. Long time ago. So the Wookiee, James Comey, gets a book deal, probably a movie deal. Probably as many people will go to that movie as Al Gore's new movie, which is failing bombastically. People just aren't going, and Al Gore said himself, you people need to turn out in droves to go see my movie. They're not, Al. When's Al leaving the country, by the way? Can he take a vacation with the Congress critters?
The great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Oh, the movie The Circle we've been talking about? Well, here it is for real. Yesterday we reported that a 10-page document penned by an unnamed Google engineer titled Google's Ideological Echo Chamber, I think there was an update to this story, he's been identified, and yes, he is fired, which criticized the company's left-leaning anti-conservative culture and called for replacing Google's diversity initiatives with policies that encourage ideological diversity. Instead, led to angry outrage among fellow Google employees and Silicon Valley liberals. I mean, this is a page right out of the movie, folks. The document published in its entirety by Gizmodo quickly went viral both inside the company and within the broader Silicon Valley community. Brr. Oh, you want to really make them mad? Call in lefties and call out their ideology. The document's author also wrote that the employees and conservative political beliefs are discriminated against at Google and lamented how leftist ideology is harmful. It argued that the company should have a more open culture where its viewpoint would be welcomed. How about if you work for a company that they don't even ask you what your political affiliation is? How about that one? The document said that improving racial and gender diversity is less important than making sure conservatives feel comfortable expressing themselves at work. Anymore, that's tantamount of some guy hitting on a girl, you know, grabbing or doing something bodacious. But now, if you're a conservative, you don't have to do anything. You just have to be there. James Damore is the man's name. He's been fired. According to Bloomberg, Google has fired that employee who wrote the internal memo. And see, folks, this internal memo is probably just an online blog that everybody is taking part in. Internal memo? Blasting the web company's diversity policies, creating a firestorm. James Damore, the Google engineer who wrote the note, confirmed his dismissal in an email saying that he had been fired for perpetrating gender stereotypes. A Google representative didn't immediately return a request for comment. Well, of course you're not going to. This is the circle. We don't respond. We just control. Google CEO Sundar Pichai sent a note to employees on Monday, first reported by Recode, that said portions of the employee's memo violate our code of conduct and cross the line by advancing harmful gender stereotypes in our workplace. By the way, at the time, he didn't say he was taking any action against the employee. Well, they did. They fired him. Damore's 10-page memo accused Google of silencing conservative political opinions and argued that biological differences play a role in the shortage of women in tech and leadership positions. Well, so here's a conservative that's evidently for more women in higher positions, and you know what? That's a stereotype. You're fired! It circulated widely inside the company and became public over the weekend, causing a furor that amplified the pressure on Google executives to take a more definitive stand. After the controversy swelled, Danielle Brown, Google's new vice president for diversity, integrity, and governance, sent a statement to staff condemning Damore's views and reaffirmed the company's stance on diversity. In internal discussion boards, multiple employees said they supported firing the author. Since when did that upper echelon of a company become a popular vote? I guess it is at Google. And some said that they would not choose to work with him, according to postings viewed by Bloomberg News. Guess what? There's a good portion of this country, still a majority in our great democracy, that wouldn't want to work with you either. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up, and I've got a surprise guest coming up with me next hour. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.